Did you have a good Christmas?
Yes.
Yes?
Titi!
You did?
Titi!
Got Titi? She got a lot?
Yeah.
A lot of stuff? Yeah, you can tell me all about it later.
So
I've got a Bible verse to read to you. Of course, I didn't mark it. Left it back there at the table or at the chair. But anyway, I think I know. It's out of Matthew 2. It's verse 9. And it talks about the wise man. The wise men went their way. Once again, the star appeared to them, guiding them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place the child was. And when they saw the star, they were filled with joy. So today we're going to talk about the wise men and how they got to Bethlehem. Do you know how the wise men got to Bethlehem? Tell me. You don't? Well, if I was going somewhere and I didn't know where it was, what do you think I would do?
Find a star and follow it.
That'd be good, except I'm not really good at following stars because I didn't study that in school. But if I was going to go somewhere and I didn't know where it was, and maybe your mom did, I might ask her where it was, and she would probably tell me some pretty good directions, don't you think? Yeah, because your mom's pretty smart. She's a wise person, we would say, wouldn't you? Yeah. Sorry about that. But she would probably give me pretty good directions. And if I was still a little bit unsure, I might actually be old-fashioned, and I might get out the map. And I might find the map, and I might check the roads and see where to turn. And I'd get that. And if I wasn't really old-fashioned or still didn't understand, I might be really high-tech.
Yes.
And I might get out my GPS. Do you know what GPS stands for? Anybody know what GPS stands for? God's Protective Service.
Ah.
Because for me, if I'm lost, I know I can turn this on. It'll tell me exactly where I am and tell me how to get home. And isn't that what God does for us? He finds us and he shows us the way home, doesn't he? So to me, this is God's protective services. Yeah, especially when I'm down near UC campus. That really needs that protection. But that's how I get somewhere if I need to go somewhere I've never been. But the wise men, they went. They went.
No.
Here, have a map.
You don't know what that is, do you?
They went to the priests and asked them where the king was going to be born. And the priests knew that the king was going to be born in Bethlehem. So they told the wise men, the three wise men, to go to Bethlehem. Well, telling them to go to Bethlehem wasn't quite enough because they didn't know exactly where in Bethlehem. But the wise men saw the star, didn't they? So God provided them their own map because the wise men didn't have a map like this and they certainly didn't have a GPS. But they had the star that God had provided them. And so the wise men followed the star and they found the baby Jesus and they bowed down and they gave him gifts and they worshiped him. And that's how they got there. But without that star, they wouldn't have found their way, would they? So we have wise men today. We have a lot of wise women today and wise men. Very smart people who are still looking for God, aren't they? Are you listening? What are they looking for?
Baby Jesus.
Ah, well, how do we find the baby Jesus today? Is he in Bethlehem still?
No.
No? How do you think we find him today?
In our heart.
He's in our heart. That's a good place to look, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And how else would we find him without a map or a star or a GPS? Where would we find God?
By following, by praying.
By praying and finding him in our Bible, don't we? because everything that we need to know, our map, our GPS, our star, is all right here in the Bible. And that's where we find him today, because today Jesus is no longer in Bethlehem. He's in heaven with his Father, isn't he? But we can find him by looking right there in the Bible for him. Yep. Yeah. I know. So let's have a word of prayer and ask God to be near us all the time in the new year, okay? Let's have a word of prayer. Hold our hands. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are with us each and every day, that we can find you, that our Bible is our star, that you are in heaven with our Father, that you are always nearby to guide our lives. And we ask you to do that for us in the coming new year. Be with each and every one of us, that you may guide our lives and help us to be closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen.